So we have a strong low-pressure system that's going to bring some not only much colder temperatures, but even some potential heavy snowfall for some locations. We still are trying to get the exact track of this storm kind of nailed down. So as of this time, we don't have the exact areas that we're looking at for potentially heavy snow. The snowfall is only one impact for this very potentially dangerous storm. We're also getting very, very cold air that will spill in, some very strong winds. But it looks like Friday, we could see gusts up to 45 miles an hour. By Saturday and even Friday, we're looking at high temperatures, you know, in the teens to even single digits into this weekend. We could see a lot of blowing and drifting, but we could see, you know, very dangerous wind chills associated with those winds. So those folks traveling to go see their family in other states, you know, may want to kind of think ahead and, you know, give yourself maybe instead of if you were planning on leaving on Thursday, you may want to start, you know, traveling on Wednesday, perhaps, or even Tuesday.
Many of us who've seen storms like this come in from the Pacific Northwest have seen the infamous B word develop, meaning blizzard. Could this storm turn into a blizzard or have blizzard-like conditions?
Yeah, we're going to be seeing some very strong winds. And again, we could see 45 mile, maybe even, it could even be up to 50 miles an hour at times, you know, locally, some of these wind gusts. So I wouldn't be surprised to see that. Will we see blizzard-type conditions? It's very possible with this. And again, remember, there are such things as kind of a ground blizzard, too. So you may only get 1 or 2 inches of snowfall, but then if you get those winds and all it takes is, you know, those winds to kind of stir up that snow and just reduce visibilities, and that can make a blizzard in itself. So it doesn't necessarily have to be snowing for there to be a blizzard, because we have a ground blizzard that could potentially happen. So we're looking at this very carefully. We're not using the B word now. I mean, we are letting people know that there could be some blizzard, near blizzard conditions. Now, as we get closer, we'll have to kind of, you know, see, would it be out of the possibility that it would happen? No, definitely not. There is the potential. So this is a very strong storm that looks like it's taking shape.
The determining factor for a blizzard is visibility, not amount of snow.
Correct, correct. When you're looking at that, that's the main, you know, the blizzard can definitely lower visibilities to where it just makes travel, you know, next to impossible. So, and, you know, when we're looking at some of these open, you know, rural areas out in the countryside, you've got the winds that, if they're strong enough, you're getting, you know, snow that can potentially blow and drift over the roads, and that may in itself make some of these roads impassable. So we're definitely letting people know about this ahead of time so that they can plan accordingly. We'd really like to see everybody kind of get the travel done before this comes in, because you do run into the potential of getting stuck somewhere, and especially with the very cold temperatures that are going to come in behind this, that could be a hazard in itself. So, and if you are traveling, you want to make sure you've got your tire chains and, you know, a shovel. You want to make sure maybe you have some blankets, you know, and some food, snacks inside your vehicle, maybe some water, just when you're traveling, just in case. Because if you do get stuck somewhere, it may be a little while before somebody can come and get you out if you get into an area where there's some deep enough snow.
It's been my experience through the decades seeing these storms come through Indiana that winds are predominantly out of the west or northwest. Does it look like it could line up to be something like that again and therefore impede travel on north-south roads the most?
What we're seeing here is the winds will kind of generally come from the southeast, and then as that starts to come in, it shifts over to the west. And then you start seeing more of a northwesterly wind, especially as we get into Saturday. So yeah, for sure, the north-south, you know, the north-south orientated roads are going to be the ones that can potentially be impacted from that snow drifting across the roads.